Jungle Stud's Faith No More here at 90.1 FM. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. My name is Steve Kreitzer. It's 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Time for Turmoil.
Bombs!
Out of West Germany, those were The Scoundrels with Change at the Time. That's from a demo cassette of theirs. Before that, out of Connecticut, The Vatican Commandos with Same Old Story. Clown Alley, a new band out of California from their demo cassette, gave us Bombs, and by request, starting the show off this evening, Black Flag with Six Pack. Black Flag, Clown Alley, The Vatican Commandos, Scoundrels here on Turmoil. I'll be with you for the next 50 minutes. My name is Steve Kreitzer as we take a look at punk, hardcore, and thrash from the U.S. and the world. Coming up later this evening, be giving away tickets to the Rock Hotel at the Ritz show this weekend, and also to the Butthole Surfers. They'll be playing at the Cat Club this Monday night, the 25th. You have to be 21 and over to win that. Also, we'll have an interview with Reed from Corrosion of Conformity. He'll tell us what the band's been up to lately. Why don't we head down to Maryland? This is a band called The Spastic Rats with an outrageous drummer's name's Kenny Hill. And the song is called Stand Alone from The Spastic Rats here on Turmoil.
Yes, sir. the sight. Run of a jolly, fun front of a me. You won't finish, sit from silent to me. The potential enemy. Working for American talent. Working for American talent. Working for.
Get to the ground!
90.1 FM Turmoil, Suicidal Tendencies, I Shot the Devil. Started this set off with Spastic Rats from Maryland with Stand Alone. Narut gave us I Won't Conform from their demo cassette. They're out of Holland. Raw Power from Italy, but recorded this record, Screams from the Gutter, in the United States for Toxic Shock Records. Raw Power gave us State Oppression from Connecticut. Youth of Today, demo tape of theirs. They have a 45 out on Positive Force Records, 7 Seconds label. And Positive Outlook's also on that 45 from Youth of Today. Also, they'll be playing with Discharge this weekend at the Rock Hotel at the Ritz, along with DRI and Corrosion of Conformity. Check them out. And Suicidal Tendencies, once again, with I Shot the Devil. Coming up in about 9 minutes, we'll run down a list of concerts, shows taking place in the next few weeks. Why don't we head up to Connecticut for this? This band's called Verbal Assault, and they're from Rhode Island, and they also have a new 45 out on Positive Force Records. But we're going to hear something from their cassette, their first cassette, in fact, self-titled Verbal Assault, here on Turmoil.
One. By building up the means for war, we thus preserve the peace. Such bullshit will prepare us for invasion from the east. And preparing for war, bit by bit, what we're watching is telling, I'm eating in shit.
Out of Canada, that's a band called Problem Children, Thrashing With Your Parents, from their cassette Sorry, they set off Verbal Assault from Rhode Island with Verbal Assault. That's from their first cassette. They now have an album out on Positive Force Records out of Nevada, 7 Seconds label. Teen Idols right after that. The first release on Discord Records featuring Ian McKay on bass. He didn't sing back then. And song after their band name, Teen Idols. That's from a compilation album called Four Old 7-Inches on a 12-Inch. First four Discord releases were put on that 7-Inch, 12-Inch album. Uniform Choice from California with Someday. They should have an album out any day now on Wishing Well Records. From England, Chumbawamba with Invasion. That's from the split EP with the California band A State of Mind called We Are the World, and Problem Children once again with Thrashing with Your Parents. So we heard Verbal Assault, The Teen Idols, Uniform Choice, Chumbawamba, Problem Children here on Turmoil. About halfway through the show, as we do every week, let's take a look at what shows are coming up in the next month or so. This Friday, the 22nd of August, at the Anthrax Gallery in Stamford, Connecticut, they'll have Corrosion of Conformity, DRI, Dresden, and Blast. Saturday night, the Rock Hotel at the Ritz presents Discharge, DRI, Corrosion of Conformity, and Youth of Today. On Sunday, the 24th, Discharge moves on to the City Gardens in Trenton, New Jersey. At CBGB's, the Hardcore Matinee, Agnostic Front, Warzone, and Underdog. Monday night, the 25th, at the Cat Club in New York, the Butthole Surfers. On Sunday, the 31st, another Hardcore Matinee at CBGB's, Jody Foster's Army and Token Entry. And then later that evening, Jody Foster's Army will move to the City Gardens in New Jersey to play. Sunday, September 14th, the matinee at CBGB's features BGK from Holland, Adrenaline OD and Bedlam from New Jersey, and Subculture from North Carolina. On Saturday, September 20th, the Rock Hotel at the Ritz presents The Circle Jerks. And Sunday, September 21st, the reunion you've all been waiting for, The Psychos Reunion at CBGB, Sunday, September 21st. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be giving away tickets to see the Butthole Surfers. Tickets to see Discharge, DRI, COC, and Youth of Today at the Rock Hotel at the Ritz this Saturday night. Also have some albums to give away. You got the latest COC album and the latest DRI album. Be giving away copies of that. Stay tuned. Right now, The Vandals.
Killed some men, so they sent for the marshal to bring him in. Sent for Marshal Skin. He rode into town, he pulled his cowboy hat down, 'cause everyone knows skinheads aren't allowed. Skinheads aren't allowed in Mohawk Town. The sun was high and his mouth was dry, so he rode up to the saloon. He ordered himself some red eye, he knew he'd meet John soon. Checked out all the Mohawks sitting round the bar. He knew he'd found Mohawk Town and John couldn't be too far. He rode into town, pulled his cowboy hat down. Everyone knows the skinheads. Skinheads aren't allowed. Skinheads aren't allowed in Mohawk Town. He walked out of the saloon and there stood Mohawk John. Didn't have time to speak, both guns had just been drawn. Now Mohawk John was quick, but skin shot straight and fast. He put a slug right through his heart and laid him on his back. He rode into town, he pulled his cowboy hat down. 'Cause everyone knows the skinheads, skinheads aren't allowed. Skinheads aren't allowed in Mohawk Town. Mohawk Town.
from the new Scratch Acid album that's Damned for All Time. The new album's called Just Keep Eating on Rabid Cat Records. Did you see them when they played CB's a few months ago? You missed a great show, Scratch Acid. And before that, by request, the Vandals gave us Mohawk Town. The Vandals, Scratch Acid. Let's listen to something from Corrosion of Conformity. A few months ago, you were supposed to play Irving Plaza with DRI, and the show got canceled because the club closed down.
Right.
At that time, there were some rumors that COC was breaking up. Do you know what spread those rumors, or is there a change in the band at all?
We broke up before that, as a matter of fact. We broke up for about a week and decided to reform if we got a singer. And this local band called the Ugly Americans.
Right.
Broke up at the same time, and we just decided to get their singer. His name is Bob, and we've been playing with him for about a month now. We've done a couple shows, and I don't know. That's about it. Yeah, that's why we. That the rumor is kind of true, but we were back together by the Irving Plaza show.
Right. Were you disappointed when the show was canceled at Irving Plaza?
Yeah, I really was. That was going to be a really high paying show for us. Our highest paying show ever, and also a guy from Elektra Records was going to check us out that show too.
Well, what happened with Metal Blade Records then?
Metal Blade, well, I don't know. When we first signed with them, we signed an agreement, a contract that really wasn't in our favor at all. I mean, most contracts aren't, but this one was really bad. I don't want to really go into figures, but let me just say it was way below average, the percentage was.
Right.
I mean, extremely below average. So now, I'd like to remain friends with them, but we're trying to get away from their label. just because they're just not offering us the money.
Are they forcing you to keep touring with DRI? Because it seems whenever you play, DRI plays with you, and whenever DRI plays, you're playing with them. Is that sort of an agreement?
I don't know why people lump us together so much, but it seems like every major show we play, DRI are playing also.
Yeah, it seems like, is that something Metal Blade's setting up, or is that just because you're just good friends?
We're really good friends, but I think the promoters just like to lump us together.
Yeah.
I don't think the record company has that much to do with it.
Let's talk about North Carolina for a little while, because you've been doing some producing yourself with a number of things and Snub Culture on Fart Blossom Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, what other bands are down there that you're involved with?
I did those two, and then there's a band from Richmond called Honor Roll, who are about my favorite band nowadays. Sound kind of like a mixture between Old Public Image and... what would you say? Kind of like rock. Yeah, they're really in a class by themselves. So Honor Roll, I'm putting out that record, and then a band called Requiem, I might be doing their record. They're from our state. Honor Roll's from Richmond. Did I already say that? I think I did.
Is this on the No Core label, or is it going to be on the Fart Blossom?
No Core rather than Fart Blossom.
Right. How do you get involved?
They help Fart Blossom out financially, but I really don't take part in much of the promotion.
Right. That's with Bob Durkee. How'd you get involved with him?
I've known Bob for a long time, just from his work, Toxic Shock, and he sets up shows in L.A. occasionally, too. We've been friends for 3 years now, I guess.
So he approached you about getting these bands signed up, or you just told him, hey, I have these bands, and let's do something?
Yeah, that was basically it.
Great.
So, I had a lot of money saved up because I lived at home and worked all the time.
Yeah.
Plus we made some money off of CUC, so. You know, it's nice to get these little bands exposure.
Right. All right. What's happening with COC now? You got the new singer. Have you been recording anything in the studios yet?
We haven't recorded anything yet. We're going to release, it looks like, an EP on Metal Blade. That's going to be our last dealing with them, called Technocracy. We went out to L.A. This last time and recorded some old songs that were on Animosity and three new songs, but we didn't like the way they turned out, so we're going to do those over again here in North Carolina with a producer named Don Dixon.
Right.
He engineered and produced the first two REM records, so that'll be kind of strange.
Does that mean there's going to be a change in the direction for the band, or just
not at all? He's just into the band and wanted to try it out. He's a really nice guy too. So we're going to do that, and that should be out in October. And then it looks like we're just going to fish around and see who bites, you know. We've talked to a lot of interested labels, but nothing really definite right now. We've got a lot of really good songs.
Okay.
New stuff. I think it's the best stuff we've ever written.
Great.
Or new stuff.
Okay, why don't you just give us the present lineup of the band, and then, you know, we'll end up here.
Well, my name's Reed, and I play drums and do background vocals, and Woody Weatherman plays guitar, Mike Dean plays bass and spits on people, and our new singer is Bob McElwee, and that's our new singer.
Okay, all right, Reed, thanks a lot for taking the time out to talk to me tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and I'll see you in New York at the Discharge show.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Turmoil with Corrosion of Conformity. That was Hungry Child. And before the interview with Reed, we heard Consumed, also from Corrosion of Conformity. That's from their Animosity album. And they'll be playing at the Rock Hotel at the Ritz this Saturday night with Discharge, DRI, and Youth of Today. Got three albums of the COC album, Animosity, to give away. As usual with the giveaways, you have to call up after midnight to win the album. Tell me, what band did Bob McElwain, the new singer for COC, formerly sing with? Okay, if you can tell me what band Bob McElwain used to be with, I'll give you an album from Corrosion of Conformity. And what else? We got some tickets to give away, too. We got 5 pairs of tickets to the show. So if you guessed that, I guess you can also win yourself a pair of tickets to the Rock Hotel show. And we'll just keep taking winners till we run out of either albums or tickets. DRI, they'll also be playing. Got a couple of albums of theirs to give away. Dealing With It's the new one from them. And to win that album, what you have to do is tell me the present lineup of DRI. Okay, who plays guitar, who sings, who plays drums, who plays bass. The present lineup of DRI, and you'll win a Dealing With It album from them. Why don't we give a listen to something from that album? DRI with Busted Again here on Turmoil.
Thank you.
new music from Discharge, title track of their latest album, Grave New World. And it's funny, I was talking to Nick Totrick from England a few weeks ago. He was over in the States to do a tour with the Instigators. And he told me, he does shows over in England at a club he owns called Adam and Eve's, and he was telling me how Discharge played there, and their new sound is a cross between the old Discharge of the late 70s and the sound of Led Zeppelin from the early 70s. And I was just laughing along saying, yeah, right, you're really putting me on, Nick, haha. But after hearing this album, that did sound like Robert Plant there singing from Led Zeppelin. Who knows what they're doing. Before that, DRI busted again from their album Dealing With It, and Discharge once again with Grave New World. I'm going to end it up right here. We're going to go out with one more song. But first, let me tell you what we're giving away this evening. Got three albums from Corrosion of Conformity. To win those, just tell me, what band did Bob McAlee used to sing with before he joined Corrosion of Conformity? That was revealed in the interview I did with Reed earlier this evening. To win the DRI album, Dealing With It, tell me the present lineup of DRI. And if you want, well, you can take your choice. You can either win the albums or you can win tickets to see those two bands along with Discharge and Youth of Today at the Ritz, the Rock Hotel at the Ritz, this Saturday, the 23rd of August. Want to thank the Rock Hotel people and the people at the Ritz for giving us the tickets to give away. Also, everybody at Metal Blade Records for the records to give away. Reed, for taking the time out to talk with me this evening. And also, thanks go out for the next bunch of tickets I'm giving away for this band, the Butthole Surfers. They'll be playing at the Cat Club Monday night, the 25th of August. Got three pairs of tickets for that. You can get them if you can tell me what state the Butthole Surfers are originally from. To win all these great items, just call area code 516-246-7901. I'll be answering the phones. Going to end up tonight's show with the Butthole Surfers. This is from their latest album, Rembrandt Pussy Horse. The song is called Perry. Have yourselves a good and safe week.
It's about coming of age. It's Batman, you know how to do it. It's Batman, how to experience things the way they ought to be experienced. It's about growing up. It's about licking the shit off the floors. It's about doing the things that you ought to do. It's about being a butthole surfer. It's about doing promotional work. It's about PR. It's about all these things. It's about loving yourself. It's about loving your mum. It's about loving your dad. It's about doing the things. It's about going to the go-kart track. It's about loving everything. Your pup, your kitty, all the things, the cat food, the little bits of crayons, the melted pieces, the loving friends, all the things you wish you had.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.